My head. It's so loud in there. At least here, no one can disturb me. And the breeze feels so nice against my skin. Oh, no, you're fine. You startled me. I thought I was alone out here. No, you're fine. Yeah, I'm okay. Why, do I not look okay? It's just crazy in there. It is so crowded. I wasn't expecting that many people, and it was kind of hard to breathe. I just needed to collect my thoughts and grab some fresh air, you know? Yeah, everyone's very drunk in there, and it smells disgusting, so... Yeah? You too? Seems like we have the same idea in mind. Hey, you look very, very familiar to me. Do we have a class together? We do. Okay, yeah, because I know I've seen you somewhere before. I'm good at remembering faces. But we've never talked or anything, right? You think? I have a lot of friends. I don't know if I would consider half of them my friends, really. They're just people that go to the same college as me, and we get along. That's all. Yeah. But you seem very chill. And I would love to chat with you some more. Do you mind if I sit next to you? Thanks. Yeah. It is pretty cold. But it feels so nice. Because, you know, it is very muggy in there. Very loud as well. My head is killing me. So, what brings you to this party? You don't really seem like the party type. You're very quiet, and a little mysterious sometimes. Yeah, you're in your own little bubble. Which is good. I mean, you're focused on school, finishing your work, and getting your life on track. Yeah. Oh, okay, so you came with a friend. Where's your friend? They left you out here alone? Oh. He found someone in there? Yikes. That's okay. I don't blame you. It's not everybody's vibe. It used to be mine. I just think I'm over it now, you know? I feel a little too grown for this kind of stuff. All I want to do now is go home, watch TV, and eat an entire bucket of ice cream. You have to enjoy little moments like those sometimes, you know? Away from school and parties and booze and loud music. Oh my god. Sorry, I know, I probably look like a mess. I was literally getting shoved left and right in there. It was insane. I'm so glad I'm out. Yeah. Yeah, he did invite a lot of people, didn't he? Are you friends with a lot of people here? Oh. Yeah, because you never went to high school with us, right? Well, I know who went to school with me. Most of these people did. That's why we're friends. But you're a little new. You're like a breath of fresh air. It's so nice talking to someone I'm not really familiar with. I have a million questions to ask you, but I don't want to overwhelm you. I mean, you're out here to relax. Sorry if I'm disturbing your peace. Well, good. Because talking to you, it's really nice. It's getting my mind off a lot of things, and I feel like I need it. Yeah, just to have a regular conversation with someone who wants to hear me out. You're pretty good at reading me already. I'm not really doing that good. I regret coming to this party. I thought about it a lot before, but my friends were telling me, you have to, you can't miss it, it's the party of the year. But I feel like I'm done with it. It's not my kind of vibe. And I'm honestly hating the fact that my friends kind of pressured me to come here. I feel like none of them really care about me because they didn't even notice me leave. So now I'm wondering if my friends even really like me. Or if they're just keeping me around because, you know, I know a lot of people. Yeah, I do. I pretty much made my friend group how it is. I introduced everyone to everyone. And we just kind of became a big, never-ending friend group. I'm meeting someone new every single week. It's kind of exhausting. I know you're thinking, oh my god, she's complaining about something so stupid. Having a lot of friends. I don't know. I don't feel like they care about me. No one really checked up on me. I get it. Maybe they're just having fun in there and they don't really want to ruin it. But I don't know. It would be nice to have someone check. Yeah. But at least you're hearing me out, so thank you for that. So how come you didn't leave? Oh, you just want to make sure your friend's okay? That's so sweet. See, this is the kind of energy I need. Someone that's going to look out for me. Someone that's going to make sure I'm okay. And the fact that you're doing that, and your friend didn't even have to ask. It's so sweet. That's right. You are looking out for me now. That's sweet, you know? I get such a good energy from you. Friendly. Very warm. No, it's a good thing, I promise. I don't know why I feel so down. That's stupid. Like, I feel like I should be happy, right? Especially in this kind of environment. I'm sorry. I'm bringing the mood down. I know this is kind of a weird request, but would you mind playing with my hair? I know, you're probably thinking, what? I'm just, it's something that really helps me. You know, now that I'm away from my mom, I feel very homesick. Like, I miss her, and she used to do this every single time I'm feeling stressed or a little sad. She'd play with my hair, and it would immediately make me feel better. And I don't know. It would be nice to feel a little more relaxed. I'll do it right back to you. I'll play with your hair. Really? Okay. Yeah, sure, I'll put my head on your lap. You know, you're just gonna look down at me like that. It's kind of awkward, but we can make it less awkward. Do you want me to close my eyes? Okay. Yeah, that feels really nice. I have nice hair. Thank you. That's so sweet of you to say. It took a lot of work to get it this long, and trust me, it's hard to maintain and take care of. But I love it. I get a lot of compliments on it, but I don't know why, it just feels different when you compliment me. You don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend, right? Because I would hate to start any drama. I'm not that kind of girl. Okay, good. Oh, that actually feels really nice. You're so good at this. Focusing on the scalp like that? Oh, you know what you're doing. I can't believe I'm letting a total stranger do this to me. And I asked, who am I? It's like I said, you just have this very warm energy to you. It's very inviting. And I feel comfortable being around you. It's a shame we're not friends. Or we haven't met until now. Yeah. You're just always very quiet. I think I've tried to involve you in a conversation before between me and my friends because you were sitting close to me and you weren't having it. Yes, I remember you gave me a death stare and I was like, okay, does not want to be fucked with. Mental note. So I just never disturbed you again. No, I get that. Like I said, you have your head on your shoulder and you're only focused on one thing, which is finishing school and not making friends with people who don't really care about you. No, they're not all like that. But you know when you get a gut feeling? It's like, sure, I'm surrounded with a lot of people, but I still feel so alone. Maybe it's because I'm so far from home and I've been gone for a while and I'm missing my family, my friends back home, but I don't know. It's different. Is it weird to say that you kind of remind me of home? You do. I mean, you're a good listener. You're obviously very caring, and the way you're playing with my hair right now, it feels so nice. I can tell you're trying to be gentle. And I gotta say, it really is helping a lot. I could just fall asleep like this. I'm not taking too much of your time, am I? You don't have to get back. You'd rather be out here than in there. I get that. Trust me, I completely get that. You don't go to a lot of parties, do you? I mean, I've never seen you at any of the previous ones. Really? Yeah, I could see why. Well, at least now you got to meet me at this party, so clearly you got something good out of it. Well, I appreciate you trying to make me feel better. With your words, that is, and your hands. I know that there are definitely people that care about me like that. I don't know, it's nice to have someone actually hear me out and not judge me and not tell me that I'm crazy or that I'm ungrateful, because Oof, I've gotten that a lot in the past. Yeah. One of my close friends, actually, I once told her how I was feeling, which is very close to how I'm feeling now. How I feel alone, surrounded by people that don't really give a crap about me. And she told me that I'm being too emotional and I'm thinking too much about it. And that I should be very grateful that I have so many people around me. Yeah, I just felt like she wasn't really hearing me out. I could tell she was trying to make me feel better, but it wasn't exactly what I wanted to hear. Sometimes it's nice for someone to hear you out rather than give you advice. You get that right. Don't you ever want to vent to someone and have them listen? Instead of telling you, it's okay, don't worry about it, you're being dramatic. Just makes it feel like they're invalidating your feelings. Yeah? You feel that way sometimes. Well, if it makes you feel better, now you have me. And we are gonna be friends. You can talk to me whenever you need to. I'm never gonna forget this, you know. Yeah, just spending this moment with you and feeling your hands in my scalp, playing with my hair. Even just the way you're looking at me right now, it feels intimate. You want me to close my eyes? Are you sure? I'm gonna fall asleep if I do that. Do you want me to fall asleep on your lap out here? Are you gonna carry me to my car? You don't even know what car I'm driving. You'll just find a friend of mine. They're gonna start making up rumors that you and I are dating. I doubt you want to be involved in that kind of thing. It's stupid, yeah. A lot of people are very nosy and they want to know everything. That's why I try to keep my relationships under wraps. I don't really like when people talk. And I feel like people hate seeing you happy, so when they see a good thing, they try to ruin it. Not saying that you and I are, you know, I just met, but it's like, I know how people think. You don't care. That's sweet. Well then, if you're sure, I guess I'll close my eyes and just feel you play with my hair. I might not be able to play with yours today, but I will return the favor. Maybe one day after class. You seem like a perfectionist. Yeah, like someone who really cares about getting good grades and being the top of the class. No, I think it's really cute. You're determined. I like that. Alright, I'll stop talking. And I'll just feel you play with my hair. Thank you. You truly did make me feel better.